State Assemblyman Kevin Cahill, a Democrat who represents parts of Dutchess and Ulster counties, has been expressing his concerns for some time about the proposed merger of Poughkeepsie-based CH Energy Group with Canadian energy company Fortis Inc. He announced Tuesday that he had issued a letter to the Public Service Commission asking for an extension of the public comment period, to be followed by a letter to Attorney General Eric Schneiderman.
We sent a letter to the Public Service Commission, and today we'll be sending a letter to the Attorney General. In particular, we'll be asking the Attorney General to look into the issues surrounding NAFTA and whether the North American Free Trade Agreement has any impact on this transaction.
He says it's an issue that should be vetted before the Public Service Commission issues a determination. Cahill is concerned that Fortis could override state regulations through the use of NAFTA. CH Energy Group is the parent of Central Hudson Gas and Electric Corporation. Here's Central Hudson spokesman John Masurgeon.
There really are no concerns over diminished PSC oversight due to international trade agreements. NAFTA does not undermine the authority of the Public Service Commission, mainly because the commission is subject to existing constitutional requirements that are consistent with those of NAFTA. Do not see NAFTA as having any impact over the ability of the Public Service Commission to regulate Central Hudson.
Many residents are under the impression the comment period closes Friday, March 22nd. A Public Service Commission spokesman says the PSC will accept public comments up to the time it makes its determination, and no date has been set for a determination. Cahill says that in addition to extending the comment period for at least another 90 days, he wants the PSC to schedule additional public hearings with the principals of the companies on hand to take questions. The PSC spokesman says Cahill's request will be made part of the public record and will be reviewed. Cahill says the public needs more time to provide input, as many consumer advocacy groups have withered or been severely constricted.
The number of the municipalities around, most recently Woodstock, but also Rosendale, and citizen groups from throughout the Central Hudson service area have begun to pay attention, and the focus has been placed on the issues surrounding the Central Hudson Fortis transaction.
The town board of Woodstock Tuesday unanimously approved a letter to the Public Service Commission opposing the proposed merger. Here's town supervisor Jeremy Wilbur.
Because Central Hudson, you know, of late, has been among the more enlightened, in my opinion, public utilities with regard to helping the governor's initiative with regard to fostering green energy. You know, I've always gotten cooperation from them in any questions I had about the town's idea of making green insulation, power insulations here.
And his opposition comes because of Fortis, because he believes it does not promote sustainable energy or the best environmental practices. Central Hudson's Masurgeon says a merger with Fortis would leave Central Hudson much as it is, but with the benefit of access to enhanced resources, like capital. Others concerned about the merger include a group of 17 Ulster County residents, many from Rosendale. The citizens are holding a panel discussion this evening, followed by questions and answers from 7 to 9 in Lecture Center 100 at SUNY New Paltz. Spokesman John Masurgeon says no one from Central Hudson was invited to attend. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau at the State University of New York at New Paltz, I'm Allison Dunn.